Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at the 74th edition of Venice Film Festival. And today I've got the pleasure to be with Daniel McCabe and Horeb Olumbo Mishindano. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
So, I had the privilege to watch this film, this documentary, which is one of the most powerful pieces of cinema I've seen in a while. I'm very humbled by that as well, because, you know, there's a lot of filmmakers out there that want to make films, but when you see something like this, it just makes you put things in perspective. And just like that, just like a sort of aspiring filmmaker, I just want to hear your story. So that when you felt the desire to do it, how you managed to finish it, and your work together as well.
Well, it began as a different type of project. Our first idea was focusing, you know, on exploring the conflict in Congo. But coming from the outside, I was primarily focused on rebels, minerals, smuggling, displaced people. But I think what's incredible about the film and the way it was able to evolve into the project that it is was just by the amount of time and working together with Horeb on the ground, we really allowed the characters in the film to breathe and them to tell their own stories. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to explain how we did it. We just did it, and in terms of... it took us quite a long time to film this, and it took a substantial amount of stamina, but that, I think, it just came about because what else would we do? You know, at a certain point, we could not give up, and again, it was about this man here, my partner in the field.
Yeah, I think Dan have said almost everything, but I think, as Dan said, if this film had been done, is from really a joint effort from many people and many people behind the curtain, many people from far away. And on ground, I was there with Dan. Yeah, but it's from the brave courage of Dan that these things was done, because, I don't know, this is what I would like to say.
Well, and it was our entire team. I mean, while we're a very small crew, we're really just four people. I mean, we have an extended crew, but the core crew, you know, I was on the ground with Horeb working, but as he says, behind the scenes, we had our incredible producer, who's not here right now, but he had to be in America supporting us, trying to figure out ways of fundraising and keeping us going, and I can't imagine that was an easy job with an unknown end and our phenomenal editor. I mean, we shot almost 500 hours of footage over 3.5 years, and Elise Ardell-Spiegel was able to process this footage and educate herself in a way that I could not have imagined. So really, it's the project could never have achieved what it has without every single member of the team.
Usually, for the nature of film itself, you know, films live a lot of lives, you know, for like the shooting, then of course the editing. But this is so intense, probably from a filmmaking perspective and producing perspective, that you also, your lives probably changed through the shooting and, you know, the editing afterwards. Especially from you, Daniel, coming from the outside, but also Horeb, living, you know, like Congo again through this filter. I just want to know, like, now that everything is wrapped, the film has got its own life, what you guys feel, you know, you achieved it. What do you want to actually talk about the film itself? Like, if you had one chance just to say, I've made this because...
That's a very difficult question.
I know. It's the only one we have.
You know, I think I can't answer that question in the way that maybe you think. You know, as I said, you know, we began chasing something. And I think maybe my own naivety and my own curiosity is what led us into this dark tunnel that ended up having this incredibly bright light at the end of it. So it was a learning process, and the whole time, it never would have been possible without Horeb here. I mean, he was very much my teacher, my mentor, my guardian angel in the field. So as intense as it was for me, it was much more intense for him, because in a country like Congo, an outsider, especially an American, a white American, kind of has a suit of armor, so to speak, around him, because... there's a bit more trepidation from militants to perhaps harm me, Well, Hareb is risking everything. So anything I've done, you know, pales in comparison to what he's done.
Yeah, maybe in addition to them, from the local perspective, I'd like to say that this story couldn't be, according to me, couldn't be possible for this story being told by Congolese. Because first of all, we are living in a country under a dictatorship rule. It's just need a foreign person to talk about these things with much freedom. And if they see a foreigner doing it, this is why maybe it was also possible. And this is what when then came, and this is how really it was possible, because somebody from outside came with it. And on ground we know this could be good to say, but the person able to do it should come from outside, and that was Daniel.
Guys, I have very little time, unfortunately. I would love to talk to you so much, but you know, all I've got left is thank you. Thank you for making this film.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.